نرى جزء من السنكسار بتاع زور العذراء في الزيتون علشان مش موجود في الدفنار. الدفنار هو تأملات في حياة القديس بيتقال في وسط التسبحة، دايما يعني بيبقى في وسط تسبحة نص الليل. في مساء مثل هذا اليوم من سنة 1684 للشهداء، موافق 3 أبريل سنة 1968 لميلاد المسيح، في عهد البابا كيرلس السادس القديس 116 من بواطئ الإسكندرية، بدأت سيدتنا كلنا وفخر جنسنا مريم العذراء تتجلى في مناظر روحانية نورانية على قباب الكنيسة المدشنة باسمها الطاهر في حدائق الزيتون من ضواحي مدينة القاهرة. وقد توالى هذا التجلي في ليالي متعاقبة بصورة لم يعرف لها نظير في الشرق ولا في الغرب، وبطول هذا ويطول هذا التجلي في بعض الليالي إلى بضع ساعات دون توقف أمام عشرات الألوف من البشر من جميع الأجناس والأديان، والكل يراها بعيونهم ويشيرون إليها ويتشفعون بها في ترتيل وابتهال ودموع وتهليل وصلاة، ويتنظر إلى الجماهير نظرة حانية ترفع أحيانا كلتا يديها لتباركهم من جميع الاتجاهات.
The first one to notice this transfiguration was the workman at the garage of the public transit safety system, which was across the street from the church. The watchman Abdulaziz Ali, who was in charge of guarding the garage at the night, saw a luminous body over the dome of the church. He started shouting a loud light over the dome, and he called the other workers in the garage. They all came and saw the bright light over the large dome of the church. When they looked closely, they saw a young lady in white kneeling by the cross at the top of the dome. Because the dome had a round, smooth, and very sloping surface, it held the men as though they were nailed in their places watching the fate of the lady. Few seconds passed, then they saw the kneeling lady as she stood over the dome. They gave out a cry of fear that she might fall down. They thought she was a girl in despair trying to commit suicide, and they cried, warning that person not to jump down, and some of them called the police. The pedestrians, men and women, started to gather around. The view of the lady was getting more clear, and she appeared as a beautiful girl in a bright gown of light and had branches of olive tree in her hand, and around her flew white doves. Then they realized that they were seeing a heavenly spiritual view. They directed floodlights to the luminous picture to remove all doubt from their minds, but instead it became more clear and bright. They cut the electricity off all the area, but the lady remained in her heavenly illumination, and her bright gown of light became more clear. She started moving around in a circle of light radiating from her body to all the directions around her. All the people then realized that this lady in front of them, without any doubt, is the Virgin Saint Mary. They started to shout and cry, saying, "She is the Virgin, she is the Mother of Light." They prayed with songs, hymns, and hails all the night until the next morning. Since that night, the pure Virgin had transfigured in different spiritual apparitions in front of thousands and tens of thousands of masses, Egyptians and foreigners, Christians and non-Christians, men, women, and children. Spiritual beings formed like doves would appear before, during, and after the transfiguration, zooming through the sky in a way raising the human from a materialistic to a heavenly atmosphere. This transfiguration was in different forms. One of the most significant ways this apparition took place was that the head of Saint Mary under the veil, looking down as in the picture of the sad Virgin, as she was looking toward the cross, and that view would stay like this at times, or slowly bow before the cross at other times. The cross itself would shine and illuminated, although it was made of concrete. And sometimes an angel would appear standing behind her, spreading his wings. That view might stay as long as many hours. Another view was the view of the Mother of the Light standing as a great queen in a beautiful spiritual portrait, radiating dignity, elegance, and beauty. On her head was a crown of a queen, as if it were made of diamonds, and sometimes there appeared on the top of the crown a small luminous cross. Sometimes she appeared in the same way, but carrying Christ, to whom be the glory, in the form of a child on her hand, and on his head a crown. And on other times she raised both her both hands as she was blessing the world, moving to the right, to the front, and to the left in a dignified way. Many spiritual signs appear before, during, and after the apparition of the Virgin, the Mother of the Lord's Transfiguration. The appearance of tongues of yellowish flame would flash over the church and then subside, and that repeated several times. Another form of the signs were the spiritual beings formed like doves, larger than the doves that we know, appearing about midnight or after, flying in the middle of darkness, illuminating in a fast speed, appearing suddenly from nowhere, and also disappearing suddenly. These spiritual beings appeared in different formations and in varying numbers. A fact that we should be aware of is that pigeons do not fly during the night. Another sign was that the shooting stars, which were constantly falling and were seen very close to the apparition on many occasions, as if coming down to glorify her from heaven. Another sign was the fragrance of incense. The smoke of the incense poured out of the domes in large quantities. Substance resembling clouds, thick fog or smoke, would roll in toward the church and completely cover the church.
تلك بعض المناظر التي تجلت بها السيدة العذراء على وفي قباب الكنيسة المدشنة باسمها في ضاحية الزيتون والظواهر الروحانية المصاحبة لتلك التجليات، وكلها بشير ونذير بأحداث جليلة خطيرة في المستقبل القريب والبعيد. Everyone recognizes then now every one of us when we hear that or read that we recognize that the heaven was giving us signs, certain signs, positive and the negative. During the 48 years from the time of her transfiguration until today, and who knows until when, many, many important events had happened in Egypt, are still happening and will happen also. But of all of these, we are sure that we are backed and defended and blessed and covered by the intercession of the Mother of God, who transfigured after the permission of her Son and God, our Lord Jesus Christ, to give us these signs for us. كلها بشير ونذير بأحداث جليلة خطيرة في المستقبل القريب والبعيد، ولأنها نفحة روحانية من السماء تشير إلى رعاية الله لكنيستنا وشعبنا وبلدنا وعنايته بنا مما نعتز به ونفخر متهللين، وبانسحاق وندامة على خطايانا نتوب إلى الله راجعين وتائبين، ولعلنا بهذه العلامات العظيمة من السماء نكون قد دخلنا مرحلة هامة من مراحل الأيام الأخيرة، ربما كانت بداية النهاية. May the mercy of God be upon us all. May the Lord keep His people and church in peace with the intercession of Our Lady and the pride of our race, the pure Virgin Saint Mary. Amen. Arsenos
يا رب باركنا